Hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christy, Marie, and Julie.
Well, that was a fast start.
Was it? Yeah. I thought we said we both agreed on testing, and right. We did good.
Yeah, we did. Okay. Hello, everyone. We have an active puppy in our household today.
I agree. I don't know if I should close the door on him or not. Possibly. I could.
Maybe the door wouldn't be bad. Oh, everyone, so wonderful to have you here this evening. And you know, as always, we are brought to you by ProfitInJoy.com, where we profit in joy.
Exactly.
How is your joy factor?
Factor?
I didn't even touch her. Oops, is that not politically correct?
Not politically correct.
Am I not woke enough?
You're not woke. Well,
I had 8 hours sleep, but I'm still not woke.
Well, you're the only one in the family who had 8 hours sleep. Everybody else is going on less.
I know.
Including Elliot. No, it's a beautiful day. It's a great day in the neighborhood, everyone. And it was so funny because as we were starting, a couple of things Mom was saying was like, F everyone. Just F them all. And I want to be funny today. I want to laugh today. I want to have some good times. And I want to be funny.
I need to be funny. I need to laugh. I need to feel the joy.
I ask you, Mother, to share a joke that you heard. Unless you're going to do that already.
Did you like that joke I told?
I thought it was hysterical.
Okay, so here's the joke. I told Julie, she was just, you know, just being normal. And I said, oh, Julie, you know, one of my good friends, her grandfather survived the Holocaust. And she went, oh, I go, yeah, he was a Nazi. Caught you off guard, didn't it?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's where I've been seeing the jokes land lately.
Right.
Here's your setup. Here's your story. Here's your setup. Mm-hmm. Ooh, boom, caught you off guard, right?
Right.
You thought it was this, it was that. Oh, you stinker. Because I was wanting to do this to Gregory, my brother. Mm-hmm. I was like, Greg, I just got my ancestry, chart back. He goes, yeah, what'd you think? I go, well, it's awesome. I mean, it got so detailed here. It actually says we have ancestors that survived the Holocaust. I mean, they were Germans, but I mean, you know, what are you going to do? I'll take the good, take the bad, you know?
Sounds like the facts of life.
It is.
You take the good.
Is the Germans better than the Nazis, though?
It wasn't as funny as Nazis is funny.
I don't think on Ancestry.com they have a category called Nazis. Oh, you have Nazi blood. You are 13% Nazi. Or like hey, guys,
you are 20% Genghis Khan.
Yes. Well, we all know that to be true.
Yes.
We all know that. That guy Seed went through everything. He was just prolific. He was like one of our bison. You know, the one
poor
that
Beto.
Yeah, Beto the bison, yeah. Who, you know, impregnated 70% of the population
and then one day
wink wink nudge nudge
moved on
to better pastures.
Yeah, it's and we said, where'd Beto go? Well, you know, we
there
looked
children
at the,
around.
We looked at the herd and he's impregnated so over 70% of the little bison babies, and so he's just too aggressive for
now,
here.
I have to say
he needs to go someplace where he'll be king of the hill,
yes.
Top of the heap.
I don't believe we were correct when you said he has impregnated 70% of the little baby bison. I don't think he's a pedophile.
Yes, the pedophile bison.
Is that what you call them? I don't know. I do not believe that was the case.
He, in fact, right here in Dixon, Illinois, we have the Bison Sexual Predator Registry.
Yes, he's on top of the list.
He's on top of the list.
Well, it's so funny because Doug just fantasizes about like sneaking into the, you know, coming face to face with a bison,
uh-huh.
And not with an electrical fence between, but literally
and staring him down,
becoming one with nature. Mm-hmm. And it would make me just laugh if he didn't get attacked, but he got like screwed by a bison. And the bison's like, ooh, you're pretty. You kind of look like a bison standing up and you're kind of blonde. You're pretty. I think I want you. And I think our sperm together would be good. Whatever the bison think in their head when they're trying to impregnate the next.
Yes, they have thoughts like that.
Well, I was watching some Alaskan veterinarian show on the Learning Channel. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the hell happened to the Learning Channel, but I get to learn about lots of different doctors.
Yeah, lots of doctors.
Emergency room doctors, veterinarians.
Pimple poppers.
Pimple popper doctors. And I got to admit, those pimple popping doctor, she knows her shit.
Yeah.
She knows what's going
She's
on.
She's good.
She's good.
You know what, Jules? If you had to do it all over again, I'd send you to school to be a dermatologist.
I agree.
I think that it's, first of all, it's fascinating. Second of all, it's limited. In other words, you can actually learn everything you need to learn and that kind of thing. And I like how they do it. It's like you go into the office, you're kind of scared anyway, because I had that little cancer thing on my leg.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was, but I was just going to have it looked at, you know.
Well, so I loved how you went to your dermatologist, because you went in and your doctor was treating you for your little thing on your leg, mm-hmm. you know, a little cancer thing going on, nothing major. Yeah. But you're like, I really want to find out about Botox.
Yeah, because that's why I went to the dermatologist.
Yeah, but I'll sneak it in under this. Mm-hmm. Hey, maybe you should take a look at this and continue on with your story.
Well, no, thank you. Well, I went there and I said, why don't you just look at this? And I said, I've already had it, biopsied, and it's just that one that it's not the bad one. And I said, just wanted to, you know, kind of look at it, but also find out about Botox.
Right.
And then she said, well, why do you want to come back? And let's just do it now. And within 2 minutes.
Yes.
She was numbing that area up and it was
gone.
Even
the numbing was the worst part.
And when they said, and when the nurse said to me, she had Botox, the nurse had Botox, and she said, eventually you won't have to, you will have lost all control of these muscles in your face.
Right. They'll become so weak.
They will become so weak.
Therefore, you won't have any wrinkles.
You won't have any wrinkles, nor any expression.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was weird because at that moment, I was like $400.
Yeah.
You know? But I was like, damn it, I earned every one of those expressions on my face.
Yes.
Like, God damn it, I earned this.
Sometimes you say, Julie, you could see the pain on my face.
I do say that, especially if I take a selfie with you. I'll go, oh, I see that roadmap of hard times on my face.
Which is such a bullshit thing to say. It's not even true.
It's heading west, girlfriend. It's heading or south, maybe.
To Florida.
Everything's going south.
Yes. I know that feeling. I'm curious. Well, anyway, you talked about that and about the dermatologist, and you're right. Like she said to you, let's just take care of this right now.
Right.
And that's what Dr. Pimple Popper does.
Yeah, they just come in and go, I just want to show you this, you know, this.
Because great, let's take care of it. Why?
Why now?
Well, I thought we were just talking about it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're here. Yeah. Why come back?
Because she knows that they're not going to come back.
They've lived with it for years.
Yeah.
So if she gets them, this could be life-changing to have this gone.
Well, this one guy yesterday, he had on his left arm, he had something that was literally the size of a head of cauliflower.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And he called it Chip because it was near his shoulder.
Oh, and, Chip on his shoulder. Yeah.
And he said he had it for over 37 years.
Oh, wow.
And she said, let's get it done now.
Yeah. You know?
And when they took it out, it literally did look like a cauliflower, but it was was pink, like skin colored. I forget what she called it, but it was that big. He said that it was his life after like 6 weeks. His life was just changed dramatically.
Aww.
And a lot of these people get their lives back because they are isolated.
Yeah, they feel isolated. Right. They don't want to be looked at.
Right. One woman had all these little bumps on her neck and stuff. And her husband, when he divorced her, said, you'll never get anybody else because of these.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Things on her.
What a dick.
Yeah.
I think she almost think that those lumps on her throat and neck are just, you know, like dick barometers. Like, it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, how you behave to me tells me more about you than it does about me.
See these bumps on my neck? That's the roadmap.
Yeah.
of the pain. That those were all like what do they call those speed bumps.
She got rid of a husband, and she got rid of those button bumps. She did. I don't know.
Yeah.
She did. It's so interesting, though, because we all have these things that we think that people can see it. It's the one thing that stops us from doing this. Mm-hmm. And then when you realize that most people are just so self-centered, no one cares more than a split second.
It's about a split second.
Yeah, like, oh, wait, what's this? Oh, then like, oh, boom,
but
done.
Like for this one guy, he was a black man, mm-hmm. which doesn't mean anything, but he had on his left hand, uh-huh. on his like fourth finger, like a huge black, like it looked like the size of a baseball,
right?
But it was interesting that he was one of those crossing guards, so he always had to use his hand.
Interesting.
And so this thing would be like rolling around, and literally people would notice, like little kids would be like looking at
his hand. Yeah,
because you've got to look at your hand.
And it's one thing, like,
but you're also being like told what to do,
right,
with the hand.
Yes.
You know, he was holding a stop, go, halt, whatever, you know.
But once you tell people, this is my twin that died in birth. They died in utero.
Yeah.
And I have just absorbed it. And where I absorbed it was my finger. The kid's like,
interesting.
What? What's your twin's name? Fred. Fred. Mm. Fred? And then you became... You know, hey, Mr. So-and-so and Fred, how you doing?
That's right.
And it changed the dynamics.
You're just part of the, he's just part of the neighborhood.
Yeah, Fred and you.
Yeah.
Singing a song, happy along, dancing together.
Fred and me.
Did he get rid of Fred?
Yes.
He did.
Yeah,
if you go in there, there's no consultation.
That's right.
It's a consultation that leads to, like one of my coaches, it's like, hey, a conversation doesn't give you a point. A conversation to an appointment, to a decision, that's what gets you the point. Yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, just thinking about shit, don't do nothing, you know? It's like getting it there, get it done.
Get her done,
you know?
Yeah. And speaking of getting her done, I don't know if this is really a good segue or not, but are you kind of finished with that topic?
Well, not really.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to bring up this thought that there was this viral video that went around, and it was this short guy, and I say short because he brings up the fact that he's short. He's 5 foot tall, which is not, it's just, you know, short, but it's not like.
I mean, like Doug and him would be twins.
Doug says he's 5'11". I know.
Hold on.
I'm 6'1".
Can we have a moment of silence for those extra inches?
Because something happened to them.
Exactly.
I think when he got run over by the tractor with his father, that got lost.
Yes.
Okay, and he was waiting at this guy. I only heard the video, the audio, so I can't see it, but it's very, the story that is being told
is very viral.
Viral. Ooh, yeah, it's very viral. So he's getting coffee, and supposedly the barista, I don't know if it was at a Starbucks or not, but the girl giving him coffee somehow looks him up and down, so he thinks. And he then takes offense to this.
Mm.
And he goes off on a tyrant. And he's just like, I'm so sick and tired of you women not thinking I'm anything more than just my height. And I'm nothing but, you know, I'm a whore.
Oh, because he's so short.
He's so short. And I'm like, dude, no one thinks this. I thought to myself, this is so sad that his whole life, he feels less than because he's less than 5'5", 5'7". But honestly, for a split second, someone might go, oh, he's not in the norm of height.
Right.
He's shorter than, you know, 5'8", 5'9", 5'10", mm-hmm. or 5'11".
Right.
You know. But if he was 6'5", or 6'10".
And you looked him up and down.
I go, this is a big tall guy.
Yeah.
I would think that, I mean, and it would be over with. Yeah. I mean, like, it's just seeing something that's not, you don't normally see.
Did anything happen to the barista or anything like that?
No, but what happened was this, through the audio, this guy starts yelling at all the customers, and a couple of the tall men were like, cool down, dude.
Yeah.
Cool down.
You don't know what it's like.
And he goes, you guys don't know it. Yeah, he starts getting real. And he goes, and he says, bring it on. the tall guys. And the tall guy whipped his ass.
No.
Like, just like, all right.
Okay, I'll bring it on.
I'll bring it on. You're asking for it. And I don't know if somebody got arrested. I don't know what the rest of the story is by, you know.
Yeah. I had something Paul similar Stanley? Happen
no,
to
not
me.
Not Paul Stanley. What was it?
Paul Stanley from Kiss?
Who's the guy? And here's the rest of the story. You know.
Oh.
Paul Stanley.
Paul somebody.
Paul Harvey. Yeah. That's it. Paul Harvey. Paul Harvey, Paul Stanley. What if, the length of their tongues are very close. I'm telling you that. What?
Paul Stanley's not the one with the long tongue.
They both have long tongues.
How do you know?
Paul Stanley also let his tongue loose as well on stage. It wasn't as long as the other dude's.
Which his name was?
Escapes me right now. I don't know what to tell you. If I heard it, I would know it right away.
Me too.
But I know his. I know that he would have stick his tongue out too. And I thought, well, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
We'd do the job.
Mm-hmm.
We'd do the job. Mm-hmm. So, I'm saying, I think Paul Stanley and Paul Harvey probably have the same size tongue. I'm just guessing. Can a girl dream? Can't a girl dream about the length of Paul?
Yes, sure.
Harvey and Paul Stanley's tongue.
Paul Harvey, wow.
He's a wordsmith. What do you call a wordsmith?
I think he's dead, Julie.
He is dead.
Okay.
But as a psychopomp, as you are,
yes.
You can connect with him anytime you please, as long as he's okay, as long as he's willing to talk to you. You know, you don't force him.
No.
You know, you
a
just
force them. I didn't even have a threesome. Sorry. I don't know what I'm doing.
Boom, boom, boom.
No, but I wanted to talk about something similar. It didn't go viral, but when I was playing Scrabble with a gentleman this week,
yes,
it would just so happen that he used the word draining, and the D was already there. And he added raining and got a seven-letter word, which counts as a bingo on Scrabble.
Right.
Okay. So great for him. Yada, yada, yada. So it's a close game. So I'm desperately looking for a seven-letter word. And I can add I have an S. So I can add the word was something like give or something. I can add an S to it and then
give.
Go straight down.
Right.
Right. So I'm looking in the dictionary because all I have is a lot of vowels. And I'm looking, is Selena a word? Because it sounds like a city in Texas.
Yeah.
Right? And so I look it up and it's Selena's. And
yeah.
I have all those letters. So I put it down, Selena's, and I get a seven-letter thing. But now I'm winning by 20 points. And you can chat in these rooms. And he looks... Did you use a hint?
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't used a hint, but I had looked in the dictionary.
Right.
And rather than going, you know, you only get one hint per game anyway. And on our Scrabble games, you rarely get a seven-letter word as a hint.
Right, you don't.
But I said yes, because I didn't want to go into that. I used the dictionary and I did this. And I just said, yes. And then he goes... capital N-E-V-E-R, I never use hints.
Oh.
And then, so that was a
That was a microaggression on his part.
Right.
Yes.
And so I said, and everybody talks shorthand on Scrabble, so I said GFU, which is good for you.
Yeah.
And I said GFU, and I need all the help I can get, heart, smiley face.
Yeah.
And he went, W-O-W, I'm disconnecting.
Yeah.
Too aggressive for you, for me. Like, and I thought, good for you, I said. You know, because G-F-U, good for you. And then I thought, what if he thought, I said, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Okay, exactly. Go after yourself.
But then I said, I need all the help I can get.
Yeah.
You know, because I thought
smiley
that would
face,
be smiley
hugs,
face and heart.
And heart.
Yeah. But to have that kind of aggression toward me, I thought, you know, the world's changed and I can understand social media now, how there's so much haters and not all of it's Russian, you know.
Well, what's very interesting is that I don't like to play around people like this, but there are people out here there who feel they can always be offended. Like,
I know.
My job is to search out ways
by everything
that can offend me.
Yes.
And let you know.
Yes.
And you know me, I cut people way too much slack. Because I'm always thinking, oh, you didn't mean it that way. Because it was funny. I was listening to a podcast, and I'm bringing this around to what you just, you know, this miscommunication thing that happened.
Right.
Listening to a podcast, listening to Adam Carolla, and he's chastising one of his minions because he gave him a task to do. Mm-hmm. And it was showtime, and that task should have been done. And he goes, so, you know, Matt, whatever his name is, bubonic, I don't know. He goes, did you get the, did you get it? Did you get done it? And he goes, not yet. And then Adam Carolla then begins, chastising for 5 or 10 minutes, yeah, saying, well, what does that mean?
Yeah.
He goes, well, I told you 2.5 hours ago, not yet kind of gives me the impression that you've tried or you're working on it, and it's taking you a lot longer than I would have thought, mm-hmm, but it's possible.
Because we've all got that sort of clock.
I kind of have an idea of what things, mm-hmm, are going to take. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like this shouldn't take this much time. Mm-hmm. So tell me what's going on with you. And he goes, well, I haven't done it yet because I had to do this and this. I go, okay, so not yet, even though you're trying to give me the impression that you were the process, it's not you meaning it, not yet completed, but the truth is you hadn't even started yet. Mm. And he goes, listen, that's a cover up. He goes, you're trying to cover up your actions. Mm-hmm. I'm just letting you know that because, hey, you're a man now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your words should tell people exactly what you're doing, mm, not to cover up things. Mm-hmm. It's like when I tell my other man to do this, or I point out a mistake he makes, and the first thing he says was, I'll quadruple check that next time. And he goes, dude, you didn't even do it. You didn't even check it once. Because if you checked it once, I don't need you to quadruple check anything. I need you to check it once because then you would have known. Now, I bring this up because I know that you just had that miscommunication. Like, you have no idea how this guy,
right,
could get so offended, right, by what you, right, said. You have no idea what he took you as.
Yeah.
But then
he just goes, wow.
Yeah, wow. Like,
wow.
Wow. Now, he could have said, wow.
No, you know, no. It was wow.
Wow. Like, wow. Oh, yeah. And then I walk in on you and Dad, and you are literally word for word talking about what Adam said. Like, Norm, you know what he just said there, right? He goes, you gave him the impression that this was going on, that this was done. But that wasn't true at all. That wasn't true one bit. I go, what was true is this. And and he goes, you're right. And he goes, I did, you know, that wasn't true what I said exactly. I meant this. He goes, did you really, Norm, mean this? Because really, I'm tired of playing 20 questions to actually get out what the truth is.
Well, you have the same issue.
I have the same issue with him. I know.
With this week, tell what happened this week with the truck breaking down.
Okay, you're right. No, but what is this about with Normano and some people? Like Doug is that way as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They would rather give me a half truth than give me the whole truth. Mm-hmm. Because then I may catch them in something, or there's no way out, or ambiguity, or like with Normano.
Well, Norm is just a man of brevity.
Yes. Because so like here's how it went down. We break down on Tuesday.
Meaning Davenport, the truck breaks down.
Right in the course. He didn't personally break down. Thank the Lord. Right in the, you know, Illinois, Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa border. That's it. That's the one state. And his exact words were, Thompson gave me a tow truck to go with. I figured I'd use their tow truck closer to them, mm-hmm, instead of one closer to me, mm-hmm, because of the river. Mm-hmm. Now, I believe he's in Davenport now, or mm-hmm, close, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he goes, and I'm going, okay. And he goes, so come whenever you want you to pick me up. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
because we know we're like 45 minutes away
from Thompson
at this point.
Which Thompson and Sterling.
Thompson
and Sterling,
which is the one we go to 99% of the time.
And we've decided that Well, screw Normano. It's going to take him an hour to get there.
We decided to work on the garage.
Right. We drive back home. We're already in Dixon.
Run the dog.
Yeah. Do stuff. Yeah. Then we're like, oh, we should go pick up Normano. Yeah. He's probably there by now.
Yeah. So we call him.
Well, no, he calls me.
Oh, that's right.
We're getting fuel.
That's right.
You go, we're right by getting fuel. Yeah. We haven't turned yet.
Yeah.
And we're like 1 minute from an exit where we can, or from a turn where we can get popcorn.
You're absolutely right.
And we're just driving to Sterling. So we're like, yeah, just drive to Sterling. Yeah. And I goes, hey guys, you know, I'm over here at the Flying J truck stop. I'm like, oh wow, you got a ride to Dixon? Because I'm like, oh, that's wild. There's no truck stop near Sterling.
And I'm going, Flying J.
I go, where's that at?
We had a road ranger.
He goes, no, I'm at the Thompson in Davenport. Like What the hell?
It's like 6 o'clock, and now we have a 2-hour ride.
Yeah, I go, what? And the first thing you said was, turn left now, Julie. I want my popcorn. What I thought I was not going to have for my road is a necessity.
It's a mandatory thing. Gas station popcorn.
I must have my 50-cent box of popcorn for the ride, and I want 3 boxes. Do not deny me. I'm like, no shit. I don't deny you on that because this just turned out to be a shit day.
Piece of, you bet.
Yeah. And so it was weird because nowhere did he convey to us that he was at the Thompson in Davenport.
No, nowhere. No way.
I mean, and I would have thought he would have assumed that we would assume that it was a Thompson in Sterling.
Because that's the one he prefers all the time.
Right. And, you know, yada, yada, yada. It is what it is or whatever. But also to know that I don't really contemplate the Davenport Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm at Thompson. I'm like, great. We're heading that way now. We'll be there in like 20 minutes.
Really?
I go, I'll be at the Flying J. Like, in Dixon? No, Davenport. I'm like, what? No. And then this immediate, I calmed down. I got centered again. I put my intentions in the right place. I got aligned with the good things of life.
I got my iPad out.
Yeah, I listened to some good music.
Little bit of
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had some fun. Mm-hmm. But initially, I was like hit in the gut, like, what? This was not my intention. Yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. You know, it's okay to get your feathers ruffled in that moment.
Mm-hmm. There's just a lot of miscommunication going on right now. I don't know if people are preoccupied or what's the dealio with not, you know, like you said, this is what I refuse to do anymore. And that's one of the reasons, because I did have a feeling that he could be at the Thompson and Davenport. But again, I have said to myself, I've made a vow that I would not play 20 questions with him anymore.
And then I started to get mad at you.
You did.
I go, like, really?
Right? You had a feeling. You said you had a feeling. I go, yeah, but I refuse to play 20 questions with
him. That's like saying, I thought I knew the lottery numbers, and I just chose not to play. I mean, I had dreams about him every night for a month. And I just said, oh, screw the universe. If that's how it's going to come, F you. And for a split second, I took my you know.
Anguish?
No.
Anguish?
Anguish, yes. Sorry, I got blank for a second.
No.
And then it came back on. So I'm like, okay, okay. What's going on here? And it's blank again, but that's okay. It'll catch up. It'll catch up. We're fine. But yeah, and then I go, oh, you know, don't take it out on your mother. It's not, she's just sharing.
Elder abuse.
Yes, exactly.
Is it okay? I just heard that noise.
Yes, it said some dropouts occurred. We'll have to figure that out later.
Okay.
Oh, no. It's okay. If dropouts occurred, people, we're sorry.
Yeah.
We're sorry.
You didn't miss much.
You didn't miss much. I'm just telling a story, but I think we're okay.
Yeah.
Now. Who knows why it happened? Well, I can tell you why it happened. I was listening to Radio Lab or This American Life, and they were talking about this time. Remember when Toyota had all those problems with their cars not stopping, just going and going?
Yeah.
And they were interviewing this one couple who were just 60 years old, and they called up and they're like, you know, called 911 saying we're going to crash because we can't stop, and the 911 operator is like, is your foot on the gas by mistake, sir? You know, he's like, I've been fucking driving for 40 years. I know what the gas is. I know what the brake pedal is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny because when you're 25, 30, your first thought is, Confused old man. Mm-hmm. Confused old man.
Oh, that's how Dan Savage is.
Oh, I know.
When anybody has a problem, the you know, with their parents or anything, yeah. he always goes like, well, you know, they could be in dementia.
Yeah.
They're 59. Yeah, it could be. Could be in dementia.
Yeah, that could be it. Oh, yeah.
It could be losing it.
Yeah, like,
he's
what?
Like, Dan, what the hell?
Really? Dan, stop. Stop. And so... they survived this older couple, and they went take it into the Toyota dealer, mm-hmm. and they said they never felt so shitty in their whole life because all the mechanics were like, we can't find anything wrong with it, you know, it's fine. And I go, what? Are you sure that you weren't pressing the gas pedal instead of?
Oh,
and
yuck.
The wife's like, I look too. He wasn't pressing the gas pedal. Mm-hmm. He was pressing the brake. We know we've been driving a long time. We're professional drivers. Come on, you know, whatever. But
then finally they brought a lawyer in probably.
Yes. And well, then many cases were occurring. And what happened is what they think happened. I mean, they somehow solved this issue with Toyota. There was mm-hmm. a big recall. But so they must be able to protect this part. I don't know. But the gamma rays from, yes, out there out of space. Mm-hmm. hit our electronic devices and can flip switches if the switch is being moved at that exact time. So all our computers are just ones and zeros, right? Little tiny switches that move up and down. And if by chance your electrical device gets hit by a gamma ray at the precise moment a switch is going off, it could malfunction. And it happens more times than we want to admit.
Whoa.
They said there was this, I think it was in Switzerland or Sweden. I don't think it was the United States.
Jill, name a state in Sweden or a city in Sweden. Da, 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 da.
Oslo, Norway. Shalanka Blanka Blanka. There you go, right? Shalanka Blanka?
John's daughter. John's daughter.
Yvonne Yvonne? Okay, now I have to look it up because I don't know.
This is the third time I've asked you this week, though.
I know.
You should be looking it up.
I should have already looked it up. Okay, so anyway. So, I was talking about computer...
Gamma rays.
Yes.
Ones and zeros.
But what we asked, switches. You said, oh, so that's... We must have just got hit by a gamma ray.
Right.
That's why if you heard some kind of interference on our radio show right
oh
then...
Oh, my gosh.
We got hit by a gamma ray.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty interesting, right?
Yeah.
So that's my two cents. But it has effect... It has effect outcomes in yada, yada, yada. Well, I'll tell you there. I'm looking at Sweden town. Sweden city. Let's see. Let's just see.
Da, da, da. How about one in Switzerland?
Oh, come on. Stockholm. Come on.
Ooh,
we should have gotten Stockholm.
Ooh,
Gutenberg.
Ooh. Gutenberg?
Yeah. Those two we should have known. Stockholm we should have gotten. That's just wrong of us.
Yeah. What's Stockholm famous for?
I know. Stockholm.
Stockholm.
Stockholm
what is it, syndrome. And what does it mean?
Well, it means when you align with your captives. Right?
Well, you're the captive in some sense.
Are you aligned with your captors?
Right.
Yeah.
Just like how me and you are aligned.
Yes. I feel aligned with you.
Even though I'm abused.
Exactly. So, so there you go. Stockholm, Sweden. Mm-hmm. Oslo, Norway.
We what got about it. Switzerland?
Oh God, Swiss Alps. The Alps. I know there's one. I can try to tip my tongue. I just can't think about
it. Don't worry about it.
Thank
Alexa,
you,
Alexa.
Oh, great.
Name me a town in Switzerland.
Here's a town in Switzerland. Okay. Talk again.
Oh,
Copenhagen.
Oh, is that what she... That's not what she said.
Is that... No?
But it is right. Copenhagen.
Is it... But Copenhagen's in Denmark, I think.
Oh. Yeah. But, you know, like Cairo. There's a Cairo, Egypt.
Yeah. And
there's
a Cairo, Illinois. Illinois. Yeah.
You know.
Got it.
There, so, you know, it could sure. be in different places.
There's a Dixon, Tennessee.
That's exactly right. I always thought that if I was going to make some hard lemonade, I would call it Dixon...
Dixon lemonade.
Yeah.
Why?
Greg
has a...
There's
Greg
a joke,
had
in
a joke in that.
I have a joke in there.
What was it? It was Dixon...
Gosh. Hard Dixon Lemonade. I don't know.
I don't know. Greg. It was Greg.
It was Greg's
Greg,
joke. Greg, oh, it was okay. Greg's joke. Sorry, jokes. My brother, for taking your joke.
No, no. I wish he was here so he could say it because I don't remember.
But yeah, it didn't. I didn't move forward. I don't know what to say.
Want to talk about Aziz Ansari? Is that his name?
Yes.
He had his Netflix special drop.
Yes.
This week. And very interesting because I was notified by email. Netflix always tells me when some good comedy comes on. And so I was notified that a Netflix comedy special, 60 Minutes by Aziz, who I actually quite love.
Right. I fell in love with him in Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live.
I thought his Saturday Night Live performance was like one of the best
I
of the year.
I want a pizza, pizza. I want a
that
pizza
That skit
pie.
Was like the best skit ever. It's and I don't know
one,
why.
One
that
of the
he,
few.
It was so sweet
yeah.
and fun.
Yeah.
And all he said was this. I want a pizza, pizza. I want a pizza pie. I want a pizza, 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 pizza pie. I'm like, wow. I've heard it 7 times now, and I can't get it out of my mind. This is wonderful. This is wonderful.
Well, here's my critique on the Netflix special. It wasn't that funny, and I'm not sure, but I don't think it was meant to be.
Okay.
Because about a year or so ago, he had an episode where he was a hashtag MeToo recipient.
Right.
But what it was, from what I understand, this woman he was dating gave him a blowjob, but she felt compelled to.
Right.
Or pushed to.
Right.
And from what I've been learning on the Netflix series Facts of Life,
mm-hmm.
Because it's a remake, but if you watch it, it's like totally politically correct that even if you say yes to something, you know, between, you know, if you say yes, it has to be an emphatic yes, because if it's not emphatic, then there's a bit of coercion
right.
there. Like, oh, because you feel pressured or,
right.
or, you know, whatever you want. There's a lot of reasons, you know.
Right.
And so I think she did not have the emphatic yes. And so it happened at that time. And he said that he felt like he died because he was literally, you know, persona non grata.
Right.
For a while. And so this was, in essence, he was on tour with Spike Jonze was directing this like a documentary almost.
Yes.
And so he was doing some tour dates, and this one was in New York City, I believe.
Okay.
But it was really more like an apology tour.
Got it,
And it was very sedate. There were some laughs, but basically, you know, it really was about the times we live in right now.
Yes.
You know, and there, you know, there is some funny, you know, there is some weird funny ness to it all because I was watching Facts of Life, and so in Facts of Life there's the grandma who's Rita Moreno, there's the mom, and I don't know who she's played by, and then there's
I don't
the
think
dog.
It's Facts of Life you're watching. I think it's
oh you're right
One Day,
one
at,
day
time.
At a Time sorry
yeah. No, it's okay.
Oh yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah,
it is. It's One Day at a Time. Okay. If anybody remembers the old one, I think it was
Bonnie Hunt. No, you Bonnie know,
Bonnie
something.
Yeah,
I know.
But yeah. But this is now this is kind of an they're all Latinos. As Rita Moreno's the grandma, then there's some the mom who is like a nurse, and then the kids, and the girl is totally lesbian, the boy is a total like horny toad, you
okay.
know. But so they're all talking about, you know, how to be woke, how
woke.
To be you know, to be correct. And Rita Moreno goes, "Well, in, you know, with my mom and dad, my mom was walking down the street and my dad grabbed her and blindfolded her and threw her in the back of his truck and took her out to the cornfields. And then he kind of had his way with her and then dragged her out into the middle of the cornfields, took the blindfold off and said, 'Look around. All this will be yours if you marry me or when you marry me.' And she swooned," he said, which meant she probably fainted or whatever.
Yeah.
And he goes, it was so romantic. And the reality is that's kind of how men,
when you were,
it was like that.
Yeah.
You said no until you didn't. Like men
right.
kept trying and trying and trying.
And these big, huge acts of whatever, whatever passed for a romance.
Yes.
Was considered romantic or like, I'll make sure she knows that she's special to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
It is interesting. And we're getting, and I believe it's an evolution. I believe we're evolving.
Oh, it has to be.
Right.
You know, we have to be getting better.
Right.
But the idea too, and it's interesting though to me, because you said that you didn't see how anything could happen anymore between a couple unless it was appified.
Yes.
Unless you met on apps, because before you even get there, everything's all figured out. Am I on this app? And then we agree.
Did you swipe left or right? You know?
And, you know, or
are we on Christian Mingle?
If you're on Christian Mingle, you swipe up.
That's right. Swipe me up, swipe me down.
So how do you have romance?
Right.
Meet someone and come to that, you know, like full-throated, excuse me, agreement, you know,
right.
Like this is a resounding yes.
Right.
Because I don't know many... I don't really have that many experiences where I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yay.
Exactly.
You know, so it's like, it's a tough one.
It's a tough one.
And so this this hour was pretty much, you know, him trying to get to be real and authentic and, you know, trying to come back into the fold.
Right.
Because he said this was like a mini death for him. He did not know how to survive out in the world without his work.
Well, and I believe his persona was not that.
No, same that was the last thing I read.
Yeah, it was when I got
like Louis C.K.
I got hit in the gut when I found out about him.
Yeah.
Because I really thought he was woke.
Yeah.
I also thought he was just this big dork, nerd, not good with the women.
Yeah.
Like, and didn't go chasing women.
Right.
To find out that he was literally just, you know, doing everything in front of people, like, hey, you don't mind me doing this right now, right? And all I can think of is that, you know, that some comedian, that at that time comedians felt like that it was okay. We're all comedians, right? We all do this. We're just joking.
Right.
We're just fooling around. I don't know. Yeah. But when I heard that, I did feel disappointed in Louis C.K.
Yeah.
And in, yeah. You know, Aziz, but not as much.
No.
Because I just really felt that was...
miscommunication
and
even she said I said yes, but my heart wasn't in it.
Yeah, like, well, really?
so does that count?
You know, I don't know. And then do I want, you know, then you ask him, you know, like about halfway through, mm-hmm. my heart wasn't in it, but I figured, well, I didn't want to disappoint her. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. like, if we're going to start judging on our hearts in it,
yeah.
You know, then
But that's what they were kind of saying, you know, you got to be, but you know, Jules, I was just say something, you know, I did grow up Catholic and, you know, BJs, they were like naughtier,
yes.
than actual intercourse.
That was for like your 10th anniversary party.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The party.
Or maybe the 15th. I don't even know.
Yeah.
It's not something that came lightly.
Yes, it wasn't like first date.
No.
Or in place of.
Yeah. It's like, I don't understand when that happened. Because it had to be your generation.
No, it was a little later than mine.
I mean between me and you or
no, like,
under you?
Under me.
Got it.
Yeah.
How did they learn that? Was it Planned Parenthood?
Could be. Could
you
have know, been.
If you don't want to have a they birth want, control pill.
Gregory said that they blame Clinton.
Who blames Clinton?
President Clinton.
Everybody
for that.
Blames Clinton.
Yeah, for that. Because
oh,
it's
because
like,
of the
yeah,
Lewinsky.
Lewinsky.
Got
yeah,
it.
And it was like, oh, this is an option. And you don't get pregnant. And at some point, certain Christians figured out, like, well, that's not really sex.
Certain Christians.
So let's do this and not that.
Yeah.
I remember,
like grinding.
Yeah. I remember
all
talking.
That stuff,
I don't know.
Come on.
I was talking to one parent and I was, I hoped that my expression on my face was not total horror.
Oh no, what happened?
She's talking to me and she's like, yeah, I was telling my son who's, you know, 17, like if your girlfriend goes down on you, then you better darn right be willing to go down on her. And I'm like, you're 17. You're talking like this to your 17-year-old son and daughter. You know, like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I go, ah. And so I remember, I remember this movie vividly, and this could, vividly is the wrong word, because I do not remember the name of the movie, but there's one scene, and somehow Sylvester Stallone is thrown into the future, and there, it's planet Earth, and we're, you know, future planet Earth, and so he is going to have sex with none other than our Sandra Bullock. And
oh yeah,
and the way they do that, he's like, you ready? They're in a pool. Goes, yeah, I'm ready. Let's have some. Let's go with this. And she somehow puts on, I think, a helmet.
Yes.
And he's like, what the heck is going on here? Yeah. And then, we're going to have sex now. We're going to mind meld.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. And he's like, oh, that's what we do now? We mind meld? He goes, yeah.
And he puts the helmet on.
He's like, all right, great. And so I can see us in the future evolving to like, hey, you know what? Let's just like skip the messy parts.
Yeah. In the year 2525, if man is still alive, we will be wearing helmets on our head.
Yes.
How do you have babies then?
Well, like they, through test tubes.
Got it.
We pick out the best sperm and the best eggs.
Right.
And, you know, we go, okay.
Organic they're grass-fed eggs.
Exactly. Like, this is good. Moving on, you know
when we just now like a few minutes ago called a blowjob a Lewinsky. Do you remember that we just did that? We now have people in Dixon. Well, Julie's treasurer of our little community thing, and we have this thing called the Cromwell. You have to be careful if you either get Rita-ized or you Cromwell-ized.
Yes.
And that's because, you know, if you have seen on Netflix All the Queen's Horses, it's a documentary of what happened in Dixon, Illinois over the course of maybe 10 or 11 years.
No, it was more than like 15, 20.
And how many millions got stolen?
Over 40, close to 50.
Something like $50 million was taken from our town because Rita Cromwell was the treasurer.
Comptroller
of our town. And nobody checked.
Right.
Nobody cared.
Right.
And slowly, like you said, over 15, 20 years, skimmed like $50 million.
Yes.
And so now, and Julie and the other treasurer, that they whenever they're auditing each other, they always like, did you Cromwell this?
Did you realize that? Yeah, we all laugh. Well, it's so also very funny because being the treasurer and I write the checks out.
You know,
I don't sign the checks. Somebody else signs the checks, but I get them ready.
Mm-hmm.
I get the checks ready. Somebody else, two people have to sign them.
Mm-hmm. And that's how you're supposed to do it.
That's how you're supposed to do it. We have an auditor that is continually looking at our work all year long that we pay for, that they get money from us. And
well, Rita Cromwell had an auditor.
I know. How did she get around this?
Yes.
It's crazy.
We'd like to know.
I was listening to a report on her on WGN Radio last night or 2 nights ago. It was fascinating because I should have called up because we were there when it went down.
Absolutely.
We were at the Walmart parking lot in Dixon, Illinois.
All of a sudden,
we
about know, 50 cars showed up.
We noticed that there was a ton of a variety of different cars. Minivans, some Ford Escorts, you know, a couple of Suburban, but wide variety.
Mm-hmm.
Not all that clean. And they all got FBI, they're all putting their FBI
vests on.
Yeah. We're like, what's going down?
What's going down?
And then I told somebody, like, oh, just training. I'm sure just training. I'm like, training in Dixon, Illinois?
This doesn't
I'm like,
look
really?
Like training.
And then that was a day that Rita
they
And so what happened was they were talking about her and how it's easy to do when you're not being looked at. You know, it just takes a little bit of tweaking and so forth.
But the woman who did the documentary,
yes,
All the Queen's Horses on Netflix,
yes,
she is a forensic auditor.
Yes,
she has
got her
PhD.
PhD, yep.
And she also teaches this at Northwestern or Loyola?
One of those two.
Right. I think it was Loyola. And so a big time.
Yeah, smart woman.
And so she did the documentary. She interviewed Rita a lot.
Yeah.
And said, yeah, it's difficult to do.
Right.
But somehow.
Yes.
Like she had all these horses in all these different places, and if she was like $2 million shy for the year, that's how much Dixon would be.
We would lose that much money from Dixon.
Yeah.
What was weird is that no one in the country had as many horses as she did. And we, no one could figure out, well, where are you making your money? Because typically horses is not a lucrative, it's not a profession.
No.
It's a hobby
yeah.
that takes from you.
Right.
And maybe you, you know, maybe you become.
Kentucky Derby.
Yeah. And but yeah, but she was doing quarter. Yeah, she was doing quarter horses. It was more like a showy kind of thing. They weren't racing horses, I don't think. And so, but.
That was kind of smart of you to say that.
But, you know, when you realize, like a year or two before our side town writes a letter to Dixon going, hey, we have the same population and the same kind of budget. Mm-hmm. You guys are terribly in the hole, mm-hmm. and we have a slush fund.
Why is
something
that?
Is going on?
That was a nice little letter that our was it Sterling?
Yes, it was Sterling
that wrote to Dixon.
Yeah,
and of course we ignored it.
I don't know. Well, the problem is we don't know who to take it up with. Mm-hmm. Who do we see about that? You know, who mm-hmm. do we see about that? yeah, until little Miss Rita went on vacation, but it was interesting. They were also interviewing the marshal that kind of was in charge of arresting her and, you know, and all that stuff.
You probably saw him that day.
Possibly. Yeah. And he goes, on a professional level, I just think of everything very professional. This is my job to do. And I've talked to her several times because when we first took over, we had horses everywhere that we had to take care of.
Yeah.
Once we arrested her, it was our responsibility to take care of the horses.
Yeah.
She was the only one that could tell us how to do it. Mm-hmm. Some had special diets, some of this. So we needed her help to... Yeah. In some ways, it wasn't like we could just shut down her business. Mm-hmm. It was, we've got livestock to take care of. Mm-hmm. And then they asked him if she was remorseful. Mm. And he goes, my honest opinion is no. No. And most of these people aren't really. Mm. What they don't have, though, they have no exit strategy.
Oh, really?
Because.
So they're really not crooks. They're just like caught. In a,
they're crooks.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, they're not bad guys.
Right.
They're just caught.
Caught.
Because otherwise, if you were like a professional, you'd have an exit strategy, right?
Well,
like money laundering and.
But see, you know. Most people, like I think about stealing sometimes, and you're like, well, what to what end? Then what? Mm-hmm. Now you've got this, then what?
Yeah.
Then what? Like, we have something in our household that wasn't stolen, but was gifted to us by somebody who didn't really own it. They gave it to us anyway, and we didn't know that till later on. And once in a while, I think about, like...
Its origins?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I also think, well, I really can't sell it, because that would be wrong. We didn't come
Are
by...
Are you talking about the Our Father?
Yes, I am.
Our prayer
of the Our Father that someone gave
antique,
us.
It's an antique, yeah.
Yes, it's an antique. Yeah. It's beautiful. Yeah. Someone gave it to us. But only years later, we find out that that wasn't theirs to give. You're like, oh, okay.
So if the government came and arrested, we would have aided or abetted that?
No,
or?
But I think at this stage, the clock has run out.
Oh, yeah, like. 40 years, 50 years.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. So I think it's good.
Yeah.
And how many jubilees in the Bible have we gone through? Seven.
Smart, Julie.
Yeah. So we're good.
Yeah.
We're good with that.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. I claim it. But it was, they interviewed this one gentleman, too. They interviewed two other people who were part of, they were white criminal, white crime
white
criminals.
Collar criminals.
White collar, that's right. I have no idea. They're on the radio. I don't know if they're black or white or Hispanic. I have no idea. But that's right. They're white collar criminals. Mm-hmm. And this one guy, he goes, be very afraid of people like me. He goes, I'm the reason they now have to figure out tax return ID fraud because I'm the first one who started doing that.
Wow.
I could do two an hour. I just would start doing people's returns. Mm-hmm. I had your social security number, just started turning them in, collect mm-hmm. the money and so forth. He said at one point I had several million dollars in my room of cash.
In cash?
And then I go,
that's scary.
What do I do with this?
Yeah.
What do I do with this?
Now what do you do?
And he goes, how do I launder this?
Mm-hmm. How did he?
He didn't say. He got caught, I think, or he turned himself in. He's like, I was a despicable person. He said, I stole
my ex's million.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like me. That's like my retirement plan.
It's me, right?
Three hats and a cot.
Yeah. Is that your...
I do some kind of crime.
There you go.
And I get into a kind of a, hopefully a nice...
Owl on nice owl
professional,
crime.
A nice professional.
That'd be so funny.
What'd you say?
Owl on owl crime. You get it?
Yes.
Okay. But I mean,
old white lady.
Yes. But don't, your retirement fund is me. Just be real.
All right.
That's who it is.
So it's only going to be like one hot and a cot.
Yeah, basically. Because I believe in fasting.
That's right. She's like, you're on ketosis.
Yeah, you're in ketosis. You're doing intermittent fasting, you guys. No dinner. No dinner around here.
That's
people.
How when Gregory was little, when he had to take care of the dog, yeah. We used to always say, did you feed the dog today?
Fasting.
No, he's fasting.
You're like, no, the dog is being fat. You're like, oh, shit. Well, that's how he'll use that term. So, girlfriend, how was the show today?
Hey, I had fun. I actually laughed.
Did you laugh?
Just like I wanted to.
Yay. So, was it?
It was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great.